Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get Roger Maris' son out here and let's ask him what he thinks. A, I don't care what Roger Maris' son thinks. That's number one. And B, we had a zillion guys break the 61 record, and ain't nobody said a damn thing.
Nobody
you know
said
why? Because the Tom Verducci's of the world and the John Heymans of the world were being employed and getting set. They were selling clicks and books and articles and jumping from this company to that company, and they didn't say a gosh darn thing. So the one thing that I want to say today, and you're going to hear Roger Maris Jr. get brought up a lot, I don't give a rip what Roger Maris Jr. thinks. When Joe Montana's record was broken by Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, did we go pick up, get me Joe Montana Jr.?
Right.
Gotta find out what he's thinking about Tom Brady.
About Deflategate?
I mean, what are we doing? I gotta get it. Roger passed away. He passed away in 1985. All right?
Oh, man.
And he said, this is the same guy in 1998 who was crying when Big Mac hit that home run and rounded the bases and gave him a big hug. Like, the selective jurisprudence and outrage, the media is, this is why people hate the media, Bonte.
Wow, I'm looking at his quotes right now. Judge should be revered for being the actual single season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something. So, Roger Maris Jr. So now, baseball finds a way to piss off Barry Bonds once again and all his fans. And all those faithful. You know,
I'm just sick of discrediting that era.
But
it happened.
Aaron Judge, this is what he said.
Oh, no, Aaron Judge has been stand-up.
That's the record.
Exactly.
Barry Bonds is 73 home runs. I watched him do it. I stayed up late watching him do it. That's the record. No one can take that from him. So Aaron Judge is saying that he doesn't own the record. He says Barry Bonds owned the record.
Yeah, but what do you think the media is doing? They're snatching Roger Maris Jr.'s quote and they're running with it. And I'm just...
It's actually embarrassing.
I'm fatigued.
It's actually sad.
I'm so fatigued
it's sad,
by it.
But you know what?
God.
I this whole process, and we've had John Heyman on the show. I don't care. If he doesn't think it's a record, he doesn't think it's a
Would
record.
Would you let him... on a lot of these baseball writers, teach your daughter how to throw a baseball?
Probably not.
Exactly.
Probably not.
Exactly. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have an opinion on baseball, right? So a chef came at me. This is something interesting. People are like, well, Joe, you didn't play in the NFL. What do you know about about football? I go, well, Belichick didn't play in the NFL, and neither did Bill Walsh.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they can't be a student of the game. So I'm not discrediting people who didn't play. But what I'm saying is that when you look at the body of work and the resume on some of these people who were literally the top paid journalists during that era, who turned a blind eye, and then years later in retrospect, after cashing every single check and selling hundreds of thousands of newspapers.
Oh, they're
going to
capitalize on it, and then they're still going to rip them.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You're a fraud, and you wonder why a lot of people don't like the media. It's not all of them, but it's the fraudulent behavior of a few who we blanket as all of them.
Well, they've already made their... They basically have showed their ass throughout this whole process.
Well, you let in Yvonne Rodriguez and David Ortiz
and all these guys
get 100%.
Baseball does it to itself. I mean, the moment, like 925 said, kind of stole the words right out of my mouth.
What's that?
Comcast Business Text Line. The moment David Ortiz made the Hall of Fame, any argument for Maris as the home run leader was completely invalidated
exactly
by Major League Baseball. So you let David Ortiz in, who was on the Mitchell Report. Yeah, you prop him up on all these platforms, Fox Sports, ESPN, Home Run Derby. He's now one of the many faces of baseball. And you let him into the Hall of Fame. Baseball contradicts himself all the time.
It
so Roger Maris Jr. wants to say when he's, oh yeah, that's the real record. Again, you're spot on when it comes to Mark McGwire rounding the bases.
He was
and his
him.
Entire family was there hugging him saying, you deserve the record.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, do I ever.
We want to talk about fraudulent moments in history.
Right.
I mean, that was one. And Big Mac, you know, over there crying as he's hugging him. I mean, come on.
You know what? I'm happy that I went to sleep. I'm happy. I saw the home run. I thought it was awesome. He smoked it out there at the Rogers Center. It sucks that nobody caught the ball. The bullpen coach caught the ball. Many people miss out on thousands and thousands of dollars.
I agree with you there.
You know, that stunk.
Did you see the guy that whiffed on it? Do you know what his name was?
No.
Frankie Lasagna.
Yeah, Frankie Lasagna.
No, he's not.
Yes. He whiffed on it, right?
Frankie Lasagna?
He had
whiffed
a great,
on it.
What'd he do? So did, he had a great chance of catching that bad boy.
He just whiffed.
Was he too baked?
He may have been.
That's a four.
May have been.
That's how you make lasagna.
Yeah, I know. That's great. That's great.
By the way, I had lasagna from Westlake Joe's last night. Let me just tell you. Chef's kiss.
Yeah, delicious. Westlake Joe's is great.
Delicious.
Westlake Joe's is great. Original Joe's is great. What did I have last night? I had soup. Chicken noodle soup. How about that?
Dinner talk.
Dinner talk. All right. 888-957-9570.
No, like,
650 pisses me off that David Ortiz is in, so now we just pick and choose who gets in from the steroid era.
That's my problem.
But yeah.
That's my problem.
And to continue to dilute, like, if Mark McGwire held the record, do you think there would be outrage like this?
No, I don't think there should be any. Look, I'm.
So is there some, Bonte, there's some prejudice, some racism going on here?
I think I'm in the minority.
Like, seriously, if Mark McGwire had the home run record, would people be going crazy like this?
No, I don't know. I know people just hate bombs. That's why I can admit that. But here's the other thing, B. I find it. Look, I don't even know if Sammy Sosa is a good guy or not. I know that in my eyes, he was one of the people that I know for kids in my neighborhood who played baseball. Sammy Sosa was like a god. Sammy Sosa was one of the greatest players of his generation. Now, I know he took steroids. He even used a cork bat, right? It's the same thing I said about Albert Bell. Like, you cannot tell me that these guys' careers didn't happen. They happened.
So
it happened.
You know what makes me outraged about baseball when we think about the Hall of Fame?
We pick and choose.
Yeah, we pick and choose. Because you're telling me that Gary Sheffield's not a Hall of Famer?
I mean, come on.
In my lifetime.
Gotta play every position.
I started watching baseball in 1989. Sheffield was easily one of the 25 players.
Most feared right-handed hitter.
Feared right-handed hitter.
Totally agree.
Speed.
Totally agree.
Outfielder, good arm, World Series champion. Dude's got him 500 home runs. Go look at Gary Sheffield's card. And then you got Fred McGriff. I watched Fred McGriff change a pennant race. Fred McGriff, one of the most feared left-handed hitters. There's a picture of Fred McGriff, Barry Bonds, and Ken Griffey Jr. back in the day, and I'm just like, damn.
Crime Dog?
Are three of the best left-handed hitters in all the game. But Crime Dog's not in the Hall of Fame. Why? Why? I mean, the Baseball Hall of Fame, they just continue to get it wrong. They're a complete joke. And I'm glad I went to sleep early because I didn't see any of this. I just kind of mute those guys where they talk about, Barry Bonds doesn't have the home run record. Okay, whatever.
Well, you know what the irony of all this is?
What's that?
A doctor allowed Mike Trout to be cleared for HGH, and he was Spadoni, am I wrong here? The HGH thing with Mike Trout, he got basically caught because they allowed him to use HGH to come back from an ankle injury a couple of years ago. And so to think that all these guys aren't doing performance enhancers. Kirk Gibson, one of the greatest moments in the history of baseball, was aided by him being able to actually go out there because of a shot. Like, and I'm not saying there's a big difference between doing the cream in the clear and doing that. But, like, where do we draw the line here?
Yeah,
that's just what I keep going to. Are you just going to omit the entire era? Well, then why is Pudge
This is what I don't like. 415. This is what I don't like because it happened to Terrell Owens. 415, Comcast Business Text Line. Had Barry Bonds been more personable and easier to talk to media-wise, maybe that negative stigma around him gets overlooked and he gets into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Yeah.
Now, that's not right because T.O., I'm looking at Terrell Owens, didn't get first ballot NFL Hall of Fame because he wasn't a nice guy.
And it's one of the dumbest things ever.
It's one of the dumbest things ever, which is why T.O. said, screw you guys in Canton, I'm going to go to Chattanooga. Now, it was funny. He was in Canton this year for Bryant Young. He was sitting next to Steve Young.
I know.
Which is pretty funny. But, like, because they're not nice people, all of a sudden you take it personal. You're like, you know what? This guy ain't a nice guy. Screw this guy. We're not going to make a first ballot. You mean to tell me that T.O. wasn't a first ballot Hall of Fame? Hall of Famer? He's one of the five best wide receivers in pro football history.
Are we going to take O.J. Simpson out of the Hall of Fame?
Nope.
At the end of the day, was he a good dude?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a terrible dude.
How about this guy by the name of Ty Cobb who killed someone?
Yeah, no.
In a bar fight.
And it was racist.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, Connie Mack. I mean, he's one of the worst of all times. Again, Connie Mack. Like, I love the game of baseball, okay? I love the game of baseball. And I hate the way it's covered. And I hate the way it's talked about
by
the select few.
What do you think the solution is?
This is what I think the problem is that too many people for too long, the power was in the pen, the people that were writing about the game. And I think we need more people who are involved in the actual game to be more prominent in the coverage. I think that's where it starts. I'm not saying that you have to be the greatest player in the world to be able to talk about. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying we need more Dallas Bradens. We need more people like that who celebrate the game. And
Hunter Pence, Javi Lopez.
Here's where I would start.
Kruger Kite.
I would mix it up, starting with the Hall of Fame. I think it starts there. And I know people, it's separate from everything else. John Miller needs to have a vote in the Hall of Fame. When Vin Scully was alive, Vin Scully. These are ambassadors of baseball.
Guys who watch the game every single day.
And you're telling me, this is what I always say, like they're paid by the Giants. You're telling me John Miller. And just take a step back, everyone. Yeah. John Miller can't tell you who's a Hall of Famer and who's not.
Right.
Of course, we all have our biases.
Right.
You think the writer in Pittsburgh isn't going to cape up for a guy that he covered who was nice for him for 15 years?
Exactly.
Of course they are. So to think that John Miller, and I'm just using examples, Ken Korak doesn't have a feel on who's a Hall of Famer and who's not.
You could be a writer on the West Coast. There's no way in heck you're watching every single Tampa Bay Ray game. There's no way. There's no way you're watching every single Miami Marlin game or Nationals game or Orioles game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's too regional in that aspect where the writers are covering their beat every single day. That's tough enough. They don't watch another nine today. See other ball. They're watching highlights.
So that was my big problem. So like Mike Wilbon, for example, is a Chicago Cub fan. And I'm not knocking him. I'm using him as an example. We all think Mike Wilbon knows sports.
He does.
Who watched more Barry Bonds at-bats, me or Mike Wilbon?
Yeah, probably you.
It's not even close.
It's not even close.
It's not even close.
And you can't lie about it because the television packages wasn't what it was
today.
You know, so don't lie to us saying that I watched every single at-bat from, you know, Cooperstown, New York. No, you didn't. Like you're lying. Nobody... Satellite wasn't offered like that.
So, like, one of the things, like, I cape up. Like, I'll tell you the straight-up truth. I thought Todd Helton, while playing the Giants every year for his mates, I'm like, I'm watching a Hall of Famer. I think he's the greatest Rocky of all time. I think he deserves to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I'm a Giants fan. I can clearly see this dude's one of the all-time greats. Right? Now, let's say you're covering the AL Central. How many times did you really watch Todd Helton?
Yeah.
And you've got a better feel than John Miller.
Right.
You've got a better feel than play-by-play guy for the Padres.
Right.
You know, for example.
Right.
So this is what I would say is I think that we need to include more baseball ambassadors talking about the game, having influence on the game, and less of the writers. That's my biggest problem right now.
Yeah, no, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And some writers pick and choose whether or not they want to vote for the Hall of Fame. That's the other thing. Dude. Some of the writers will just leave a ballot blank. Just to prove a message, just to prove a point, which is stupid. It's like all you're proving is you're an idiot and you wasted a vote. Rob Parker, when he joined us, what was that, like 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where he said, I think it's a privilege.
Agreed.
I'm one of only 450 people that has a Major League Baseball Hall of Fame vote. I worked my whole life for this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a privilege to vote on the Hall of Fame. And some writers just say, you know what? I didn't get to it this year.
If you do that should be like an immediate, like you're kicked off the voting registry. Like if you're not going to use your vote, then like fine, then you don't get your vote. You're done.
Give it away.
Look, was Bonds superhuman when he played? Of course he was. No one's denying. I'm not sitting here saying that he didn't do steroids. Of course he did steroids. But the reality is everybody did steroids.
Right.
There's a guy on air across the street who got popped for steroids, okay? There's a guy on air right now who got popped for steroids, and nobody cares because the entire era did. Andy Pettit is glorified and in the record books for how many different playoff victories, and he did it.
And the kicker is steroids doesn't make you a great player.
Fuck.
Armando Rios took steroids and was getting sent back to the minors.
Bobby Estelaia. Right?
Bobby Estelaia could hit anything.
Yeah.
It was popping roids. Doesn't mean anything. You still got a C-ball. Hit ball.
Well, and here's the other part of this that no one wants to acknowledge. Had the home run chase not been so incredible, baseball would have been irrelevant even more so dead. 20 years ago.
It would have been dead.
You are the same age as me.
Yep.
Do you remember when we came back from the strike? How many? My buddy Mikey
C. I checked out.
Hated baseball for years because of the strike.
Chasky, I didn't come back around to baseball until the 97 year.
That almost everyone did. So that goes back to my social point.
So the 95 Giants and the 96 Giants, I couldn't tell you anything other than they sucked.
Well, Deion Sanders, 95.
Yeah, but he got traded, though.
I know. But you're 100% right. And that's why when I hear people talk about Sammy Sosa, was he a complete baseball player? No.
Right.
But when we talk about impact on the game of baseball, all right, over the last 40 years.
Five tool players.
You know, look, man, there's a lot of guys that I love who I think should be in the Hall. I love Eddie Murray's a good guy. I'll just throw him out there. One of the greatest. How many people know who Eddie Murray is?
Switch-hitting
500 home run guy.
Not a lot.
Won a championship with the Orioles, was a Dodger, was a freaking
switch-hitter. Switch-hitter played on many, many, many teams.
If I say this, and he overlapped with this guy. If I say Sammy Sosa to so many people, they smile.
Right.
Right? They're like, wow, I remember what he did for baseball. I remember him running out with the little tiny American flag. And again, I'm not even trying. Eddie Murray was five times the player Sammy Sosa was. But you have to recognize the impact on the game overall.
Right.
All right? And that's the part that really bugs me is people, they want to take things out on them and they want to punish them. It happened. All right? Let it go. They should all be included into the Hall of Fame for their impact on the game. Do I think Mark McGwire is one of the all-time great first basemen? No. But what he did to save baseball, the product doesn't look like what it looks like today without Mark McGwire.
Well,
the money isn't what it is today without someone like Mark McGwire.
The guy who allowed it is in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, that's the biggest joke ever.
And that's Bud Seeley.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
You know, and I think there's a lot of people. Who's the commissioner? We have Faye Vincent. Basically has some kind words to say about Bud Seeley. Remember that? Remember that?
Ponte, the guy who served the longest suspension in baseball history for steroids,
Alex
Rodriguez.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's the face of baseball on not one, but two different channels.
Unreal. Unreal.
I mean, like, again, it's just these people, baseball, this is my big, they can't get out of their own way.
No, they can't. And they won't.
It drives me nuts.
And
they won't.
And that's why I'm glad I was sleep early and not on social media. Not on social media, by the way. Warriors.
And congratulations, Warriors. Aaron Judge.
Yeah, congratulations,
honestly,
Aaron Judge.
I like Aaron Judge. And
I swear, I thought we were going to come.
He's got the American League record, and I wanted to be a Giant.
I thought we were going to come down to celebrate Aaron Judge. I was like, oh man,
no, it was like an indictment on Bonds, and I'm not letting people bang on my dude.
Nah, Aaron Judge. Congrats to him. Talk about one of the greatest contract years of all time. Aaron Judge possibly is having the greatest contract year of all time. 61 homers. He's in line for the Triple Crown. I want to see him do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.